It's time for today's daily devotional, and I was thinking on this when I got in this morning, and I thought, you know what? Let's do five ways to worship this week. So we're going to start today with start your day with gratitude. Our scripture comes from Psalm 107:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So let's ask yourself a question this morning. What is the first thing that you do when you wake up? Do you check your phone? You probably are like most of us. You either check your phone, go to the bathroom, or maybe go start the coffee. Do you rush kind of into your to-do list for the day? What if instead you started your day with just one moment of gratitude? So maybe before your feet hit the floor, your eyes have just cracked open, maybe you whisper a simple heartfelt, "Thank you, Lord." That's gratitude. Gratitude shifts your focus. It reminds your soul that even if life feels heavy, God is still good. Even when plans seem to fall apart, and they will, and they do, because that's life, his love holds you together. And even in the unknown, he remains faithful to you. So starting your day with gratitude isn't really about ignoring your struggles. It's more about anchoring your heart in the one who never changes. So when you begin with thanks, you create space for peace to grow, joy to rise, and for worship to overflow. So gratitude doesn't have to be complicated. We seem to think it does, but it doesn't. It's super simple. Thank you, God, for the breath in my lungs. Thank you, God, for another sunrise. Thank you, God, for coffee and these quiet moments before this chaos starts today. Thank you, God, for staying with me even when I feel so alone. And as you do this daily, you'll find that your perspective is shifting just a hair. You'll begin to look for his fingerprints throughout the day, and you'll start seeing them more clearly. Today, take this challenge. Just take 2 minutes this morning to write down maybe two or three things that you are thankful for. They can be big or they can be small, because every single thing counts. And just watch how it changes your outlook today. As we go to you in prayer today, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the gifts of life and your mercy that is new every morning, and for the small things that we often overlook. And help us live today with a grateful heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.